Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Ayudale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzek.
Hi, thanks for joining us today on His Ability. I'm Lynn Suzek, and I'm here with my husband, Mark.
Hello.
Hello. Mark, we're going to talk about something.
You realize that you laugh every time I say hello?
Yeah, I know. It's a tradition. We do have, you know, we have two more broadcasts left.
Yes.
And then we're going to take a break, dear. What do you think of that?
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Sure, we'll think of plenty of things. Well, we're going to take a break from our broadcasts after March, and we hope to be back soon. And we may not be in the same time slot. We may not be on Sundays anymore. We're not sure. But please keep contact with us and in touch with us through our website. Hisability.com will stay afloat, and you will be able to visit there. Continue to listen to some of our old broadcasts on the archived page. Email us. We can add you to our list of people that would like to be contacted, or at least visit there, and you'll see when we're going to start up again. We really enjoy these broadcasts, and we just wanted to take a break from them for a while and regroup this year. And we would really appreciate those of you who have been listening to keep in touch with us. And we just enjoy hearing from our audience from time to time. Today, Mark, I want to talk about, I've noticed in the handicap community with people that are injured and elderly, and the elderly and the handicap, we tend to think a lot about death sometimes. You know, we've been either in a near-death experience or we're getting older. And being in the home care company that I am, that we have, we do deal with death. And people are, you know, in different stages of possible death from time to time, either cancer or something else. And we do our best to pray with them, and, you know, we promote healing. We see people recover and go back to not needing home care. That is our goal. To keep people alive and well and active, not keep them in need of our services. So that's what we like to do. But we do notice that people, you know, are surrounded by diagnosis from doctors that they're dying, and, you know,
health issues, things that are going wrong.
Right.
This could lead to that. It's just a perpetuation of, you know,
death,
doom and gloom.
Right. And what we've noticed, you and I, is that you can actually choose sometimes whether you're going to go down the road of death or life by the power of your tongue. As it says in the Bible, life and death is in the power of our tongue. And I personally have experienced somebody in my life before years ago that kept predicting that he was going to die, that he was not going to make it to retirement. And it was just a joke that he would speak, I don't know, hundreds of times, speaking of death. And he did die early. He ended up contracting lupus. And
it came to pass.
It came to pass. And I thought about it as he was going through the end of his life, that he did, you know, people said, he always said he'd never make it to retirement. And then, Mark, you and I we met and we learned about spiritually how you can just cause that to happen in your life by the power of your words.
Sure. You know, that verse you quoted, power of life and death is in the tongue. The rest of it is, and those who love it will eat the fruit thereof. If you love talking about your sickness, your disease, the newest thing the doctor talked about, what's happening in your body, if that's what you enjoy talking about, you're going to reap the fruits of that. If you like talking about the goodness of God and how you have authority and you're healthy and well and it's a beautiful day, that's the fruit that you're going to reap.
Why do you think people would talk about, I'm going to die early?
To get really deep and spiritual, I would say because they may have a spirit in them, a spirit of death, a spirit of darkness. And they're in agreement with it. They're just speaking out the things that are offered to them in their mind. you know, well, you know what's going to happen next. They put me on this medication, then my heart, blood pressure is going to go up, and then I'm going to have this problem, you know. Or you could say, you know what, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, I am healed.
You have to believe that that's possible.
Right.
But so the word tells us that we can speak life over our bodies and improve by using the word as our sword and believing that God wants us to live and not die, which is another scripture.
Yep.
And there are confessions that you can make over your life. But why do you think people agree with that? Why would they enjoy speaking about death and diseases? And do you know, I mean, with your mind, what are you thinking really that tricks you into believing it's okay to say those things?
I think probably the most common thought is, well, if I'm speaking out things that I'm not experiencing, then I'm kind of lying. Well, that's true in one respect, if your whole world is a physical world. But if you are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking out things that you're not experiencing, you're actually prophesying.
Mm-hmm.
You're speaking things into existence, just like God did.
Whether you know it or not.
Absolutely. And you can speak good things or you can speak bad things. It's up to you.
You tend to, I think that the problem is that people can have a feeling of foreboding death in them. And that's probably a spirit that's talking to them.
Absolutely.
You're going to die. You're going to die. And if you're thinking about death daily, that's not healthy. That's not right. And you should resist that. And
right.
Why
that's
should
not
we?
Godly.
Right. And why should we resist that?
Because that's not God's plan for you. In the Psalms, it says, I think it was Moses that wrote, when he was 120 years old or 125 years old, he said that life would be 70 if by strength. I mean, we're talking 70 years.
So God's plan for us in general is to live long, at least 70 years and longer. Many people
right.
live to be 90. Now, why?
If you don't make it to 70, your life was snuffed out because you came into agreement with something from Satan. Remember, the scripture says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil.
And you know, ending your life early doesn't mean you're bad, or it means that you didn't know how to prolong your life through these faith steps. Of course, you know, people do try to do that, but it doesn't always happen.
It's not as simple as I'm making it sound. I agree. There are a lot more things involved here. It's not just your faith and what words you're speaking out over your body. It could be the faith of your loved ones, your family members. What are they speaking out over your body?
Right.
What are the doctors saying about you? What are you coming into agreement with?
So there's a lot of battles that you need to fight.
It's huge.
Not just your own, but you can cancel what people are saying over you. You can
absolutely
cancel the assignment of the enemy over your life. You know, different.
Right.
You know, things.
What if, let's say that you're in a wheelchair and that you have some sort of debilitating disease and you're surrounded by family members and doctors who are constantly telling you, well, this is the next stage. This is what's going to happen next. We can expect this. You know, a person in your condition gets these type of extra symptoms or these types of extra problems. Okay, now let's compare that to what if you're surrounded by people who are saying, no way, man, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, you are healed. And we're going to speak the word over your body like medicine 3 times a day. We're going to read the scriptures just like if we were taking the pills that the doctor told you to take. You know, what camp would you rather be in? Mm-hmm. Which is the camp of hope? Which is the camp of faith?
And the problem is that some people feel that death in them and they just look forward to dying sometimes. And if you do that, that's what's going to happen.
That'll be the outcome. Sure.
I do know, you know, I even have a girlfriend whose father was not dying until he decided to. And all of a sudden it just manifested.
He gave up.
He just decided he wanted to die. He could have lived 20 more years, but you know, he just went downhill so fast, went to a nursing home and everybody was speaking death over him, and she, you know, he just started contracting some different things, and just lost it very quickly. And she was just devastated because she knew that it wasn't even necessary. But so we can choose to die.
Absolutely, you know, and this isn't just exclusive to a handicap audience or an audience of elderly or seasoned citizens. This is in everything. I mean, you go into work, what are your coworkers saying around you? Oh, you know what's going to happen. The new boss is going to do this. And it's just all gloom and doom. There, you know, anybody who's prophesying or speaking about the future and they're speaking gloom and doom when they're around me, I go, or it could be good and this boss could have new ideas and we could prosper and our business could, we could be going into overtime and getting more orders than we ever had before. And when I look at the person who just spoke the gloom and doom, it's like deer in the headlights. They look at me like, well, I guess that's a possibility. Yeah, I never thought of that.
And it's very exciting when you speak that way. I would really like it, dear, if you would pray for our audience and speak blessings over them, speak life over our audience.
Heavenly Father, we just love you. You're an awesome and mighty God. We thank you for everything you did. We thank you for all the work on the cross. And we just release over this audience. We just love this audience. And we release health over their bodies, healing over their sicknesses. We just call the kingdom of heaven to come down upon them. The Lord said that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in heaven, there is no sickness and disease and disparity and poorness. So we're just going to release heaven over the audience of this program that you're prosperous, you're abundant, you're fulfilled, both Amen. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, that your relationships are prosperous and that you enjoy life for what it is. We just release that over you right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, in 1 John, it says, Beloved, I wish above all that you're prosperous and in health, even as your soul prospers. It's God's will that you're in health and that you're prosperous.
But we have to agree with it.
You have to walk in agreement. How can two walk along unless they agree?
And speak positively, speak just the blessings of God of your life. There's many sources of these blessings for you to confess over your life in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can find little booklets like that at harrisonhouse.com. We also have, you can see how people have gone from dying to turn around miraculous.
Absolutely.
Miraculous healing. If you go to Andrew Womack's website, awmi.net,
yes.
There's healing testimonies there on the left. You can click on those and find videos of healing journeys that people have gone through.
Audio testimonies and teachings, hundreds and hundreds of hours of teachings.
And that just uplifts you and promotes believing that you can yes. be well and why you should be well. And of course, you know, our life will come to an end someday, but not, it doesn't have to be by disease. It doesn't have to be early.
That's right.
And you, we just pray that you come into agreement with living, and that when somebody in your family speaks that they feel like they're dying, that you just say, you will live and not die. And,
That's
you know,
right.
lift them up.
Amen.
Thanks for listening. I hope this has been a blessing to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.